Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
How do some 70 self-appointed individuals serving on a group known as the Jesus Seminar presume to speak for both men and God in saying that Jesus said only about 18% of what the New Testament attributes to him? Though individuals reevaluating what they think Jesus said or did is not new, these folks alleging to follow the scientific method have caused more than a few with little knowledge of how the New Testament was formed or preserved to say, well, maybe these intellectuals know something we don't. Maybe those church people have kept us in ignorance, and then we just keep coming and put money in the collection plate. The majority of the positions which the group has taken are based upon a document which does not exist, nor has a copy of the document ever appeared in the annals of history. An alleged document known as Quelle. Now that's a term which German theologians attached to what they thought would be a source document which would explain how Matthew and Luke have common elements in them. The second document is known as the Gospel of Thomas, sometimes referred to as a fifth gospel. This manuscript was found in Egypt in a pile of old Gnostic documents which had been written in the 2nd to 4th centuries. Gnostics, and the word Gnostic comes from the Greek word translated knowledge, were not Christians. They were a sect condemned by both Jews and Christians alike. The so-called Gospel of Thomas contains elements which are contradictory to the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, sometimes referred to as the four Gospels. Actually, there are not four Gospels, there is but one, the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Four men, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are biographers, each reflecting his own background and culture in telling who Jesus was and what he did. On the basis of one document for which there is no concrete proof, proof that it ever existed, and one rejected by both Jews and Christians as being unworthy of being considered scripture on the level of the 27 New Testament books, the Jesus Seminar has decided what Jesus said or didn't say. Question: how did the historical church decide what books were authentic and should be included in the New Testament? The late Clarence Thiessen contended there were four principles which guided the Council of Nicaea, who in 325 AD finally said, this is it, 27, no more, no less. 1. The principle of apostolicity. Was the document written by an apostle? Or is there evidence of an apostle's hand in the writing, considering Paul to be the apostle who replaced Judas? 2. What are the contents of the book? Are they consistent with each other and certainly with the Old Testament? 3. Universal acceptance. The question they asked was, is the book universally accepted by believers in the East and the West, which meant Rome and Constantinople, which were the two prominent seats of Christianity? 4. Is there any evidence that this book was inspired by God and not simply the recitation of someone who wanted to promulgate his own views? Well, I suspect that long after the men in the Jesus Seminar are buried and forgotten, Christians will continue to be blessed by reading the words and sayings of Jesus. At Easter, they will continue a tradition going back to the early church as they greet each other with the words, Christ the Lord is risen, and the response will echo back, He is risen indeed. Long ago, the prophet said, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall endure forever. What the Jesus Seminar is doing is but another chapter in the history of depreciating the power of the New Testament. But like the anvil of the old blacksmith which endures, the word will still be there when the hammer is worn out. You've just heard Guidelines, and that's one man's opinion. We invite your comments. Write to us in care of the station to which you're listening right now. Or you can send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org.